Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, Chair. I now need to express our concerns regarding a number of articles of the Convention relating to violence against children and also the optional protocol on the sale of children. There are questions that, are very clear in the list of issues, and there were elements of response from the ambassador's statement, and that does reflect Turkmenistan's commitment to combating violence against children. But there are some issues that we'd like to hear your views on, especially as regards the relationship between legal provisions and the persistence of certain practices that tolerate violence against children. Specifically, I'd like to know, what do you think are the deep-rooted causes behind that violence, especially in the home environment? Are the reasons for the fact that domestic violence against children persists social, economic, or cultural? And how does that explain the tolerance that seems to exist in the country concerning violence against children? And of course, I'm referring to what is happening in practice and not the state's position here. We have read about all the trainings you provide, but there is one fact that is quite striking, and that is the fact that there are no complaints. So I'd like to ask you, in addition to your view on the causes behind such violence, but what do you consider to be the role of local authorities, those that are closest to the families, when it comes to eliminating violence against children? And in particular, do you not think it's strange that even though you have mechanisms in place for reporting violence, do you not find it strange that despite the existence of these mechanisms, there are no complaints or reports? The fact that there are no complaints or reports whatsoever is actually surprising, and it should be surprising for you too. However good a system is, there are always some difficulties. So I'm wondering whether you have a way for assessing the efficiency of the mechanisms that you've established, given that, as I said, even in an ideal situation, there will always be cases in which a child needs to report violence, especially when it comes to domestic violence against children. I'd also like to refer to violence in institutions, and this is quite similar to what I've just described. The report is very clear about the fact that there are no reports of violence within institutions. There was a visit carried out with UNICEF staff, I believe, to the Mari institution, and the visit was very successful. The report says that the children did not make any complaints. However, the number of children in institutional care has increased in the country despite the efforts that are being made to achieve the opposite. So I'd like to know how you are trying to address violence in institutional care. It appears from the report that this refers more to children who are in protection institutional care, not young offenders' homes or anything. And I would just like to emphasize that I'm very surprised that there have been no complaints, and I'm sure you're struck by that too. And I was wondering what you have to say about it. With regard to